Cheryl Fritz is now live in Lansing on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS. Welcome to Fritz and Friends.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. You know, talking about the storm, of course, and that's been the big news the last yesterday and today, I kept thinking, I've got to get out of here. We've got to escape somewhere. So I wanted to get a hold of someone in the travel industry to talk to them about some good escapes that might be available for us. Going out on the phone now to Russ Reed, owner of Drolet Travel in Grand Ledge. Good evening, Russ. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Very good. You know, just off the top, before we talk places to escape to, I just happened to think, what on earth do a bunch of canceled flights, because I'm looking at numbers of 5,000, more than 5,000 flights canceled nationwide, do to a travel agent?
Well, I'll tell you, it does make the phone ring quite a bit. We scatter and really scramble to help get our clients taken care of, make sure that they're vacations don't get canceled. There are delays, and of course we have access to the systems to be able to get people rebooked and reconfirmed without too much problem.
Very good. So in thinking again today about someplace warm and so forth, where are some of the most popular places to go visit in February for folks coming from Michigan or the Midwest or the northern climes?
Well, your typical spots like Florida and Mexico and the Caribbean are the normal. We've been booking quite a few people to sort of exotic destinations this year, besides those that I just mentioned. Most people don't realize that a good portion of the world is summer right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so we send people to South America, the Pacific, Tahiti, and places like that, Australia. Hawaii is always popular all year round.
Absolutely. Well, Australia's having their own weather event right now, aren't they? Or it's coming.
Yes, I just read something in the paper about that. So they're getting some weather as well, even though it is considered right now the middle of their summer.
Yeah, so I guess earlier today we heard somebody talking about the weather here. And there's a Category 5, I think, cyclone heading towards Australia. So I hope people are out of harm's way and being prepared for that. You mentioned Mexico, of course, and that's been in the headlines an awful lot. What are you finding in booking trips for folks to Mexico? Are you just keeping them in certain areas that are more common for tourists for safety? I mean, you know, we're hearing about lawlessness there. Obviously, you're aware of areas that are still quite safe to go.
Yeah, most of the tourism areas in Mexico, like Cancun and the Riviera Maya and Cabo San Lucas and those types of destinations, which are particularly tourist heavy, are safe. And that is where we do send most of the public to. The border towns is where most of the violence is taking place. And so, of course, there isn't a whole lot of tourism on those border towns.
Certainly. What about, you know, certainly some people plan for big trips all year round this time of year, but as it gets cold and the cold lays in and we head towards February, do you see business start to pick up and the phone starting to ring more, people saying, I've just got to get out of here?
Yeah, absolutely. We kind of joke in the industry, my colleagues as well as my staff, that you know, whenever there's a weather event, whether it be just gets colder or there's a big snowstorm or something like that with the winter, the phones typically pick up 25% to 50% more than normal. So we actually in our business love the weather when it helps us helps business grow and keeps us busier.
Well, I can understand that. You talked about booking people for exotic travel. Are people's travel habits changing? Are they looking for something kind of stepping outside the box a little, looking for adventure travel as opposed to just a sunny beach?
Yeah, we are seeing some of that. I think travelers are a little bit more unique now than they used to be. Travel before was something that they didn't do as often. Now, travelers tend to plan their trips on a yearly basis, and so they are looking for something different, something outside of the box. There's so many destinations that are popping up and becoming popular that weren't tourist destinations, and you know, like Belize and in Costa Rica, in some of your smaller islands down in the Caribbean, where they can find a whole different array of events and activities that they haven't done before. So we are seeing that quite a bit right now.
Any great deals on getaways right now? Off the top of your head, if you're going to say, Cheryl, I can send you someplace real quick and pretty inexpensive, what comes to mind?
Well, they always have daily specials. You know, anybody looking to go last minute, pick up the phone, give us a call over at Drillette Travel. We get deals daily that have specials. But, you know, the one thing that's going on is out of Lansing right now, there are charters to Mexico on a regular basis, which makes the price go down in comparison to scheduled air. And so Mexico is still one of your bargain buys, and you can do it as, you know, as short as 4 days. So I recommend that, or even a short cruise. They have 3 and 4 day cruises, and they always are running specials on those to try and fill those ships.
Very good. And this may seem like a silly question, Russ, but why use a travel agent? What extra do I get?
Well, I think the biggest thing that people have to remember with a travel agent is we're there for them. We're their advocate. You know, they have access to us every day. We're easy to get a hold of. You know, if there's some issue that they need to discuss, we're there. We can help them through all the pitfalls, like a weather event. You know, whenever something happens around the world, it can change their flight plans and they don't know where to go, and trying to get a hold of the airline or trying to get a hold of an online company is next to impossible because they're just not staffed to do that and handle it. We answer our calls almost immediately. If not, we get back to you usually within five to 10 minutes. So we're there. We're accessible. We're local for all those people in the Lansing area. And, of course, one thing that many people don't realize is when they go online and buy versus buying direct from us, their money is going out of the state and into another state instead of supporting the Michigan economy.
Well, that's a good and accurate answer. I when you mentioned the cancellations off the top, that clients were calling you and using a travel agent, you have, instead of that deer in the headlights look at the counter, you have someone to call and has the connections for you.
Yeah, absolutely. And we did spend quite a bit of time with that yesterday, as the airlines knew this was coming, and so they pre-planned and canceled a lot of flights. And of course, they change on the fly. So,
sure.
You know, we're there to try and help and set you up so you don't have to worry about it.
Are you planning any tropical escapes anytime soon, Russ?
You know, not during the winter. I have one set up for this spring. I'm actually escorting a family group down on a cruise on Royal Caribbean in April, but we certainly hope the weather will be nicer here by then.
Very good. Well, I'm thinking Kauai and the beach and some sand between my toes. Can you help me out?
Oh, absolutely. And that's a wonderful destination.
It sure is. Well, Russ, I really appreciate you. You may help me close my eyes and just think about something warm and wonderful and sunny and a beach. So I appreciate that moment tonight.
Well, thank you, and I appreciate being on with you.
Thank you so much. Have a great night, Russ.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Russ Reed of Drillette Travel in Grand Ledge. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends right after this.